Can a heart find peace in the remembrance of Allah? Where can a heart find peace in the remembrance of Allah? In the remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another episode of our silsila, A Heart at Peace. In this series, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, we've had the honor and privilege of discussing at detail the concept of the remembrance of Allah, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've talked about the virtues and the blessings of performing the zikr of Allah Azawajal in the light of the Holy Quran and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as discussing in detail the different types of zikr and how zikr is a means of attaining the closeness to Allah Azawajal. We've also had separate dedicated episodes to the concept of knowledge and seeking knowledge being a form of zikr, remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, as well as the establishment of our salah being one of the greatest means of remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. In our last episode, the previous episode, we began a discussion with regards to the gatherings of zikr, the ijtima'at, in which people gather together and perform the zikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, in a group. And we talked about how sakina, tranquility and peace descends upon such gatherings. Insha'Allah Azawajal, in today's episode, we'll be continuing with the same theme and discussing the virtues of gathering together to perform the zikr of Allah Azawajal, as well as the evidence and the proof for performing the zikr of Allah Azawajal in a loud and an elevated voice. Before we move on to our topic, Insha'Allah Azawajal, we'll share with you a blessing, a virtue of reciting peace of blessings, reciting salawat upon the comfort and coolness of our eyes, the one in whom our hope of salvation lies, the one who journeyed beyond the seven skies, the one who is the owner and distributor of paradise, whose beautiful face is more enlightened than the sunrise, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. In one narration, it mentions that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَكَّلَ بِقَبْرِي مَلَكًا. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal has designated an angel at my resting place. أَعْطَاهُ أَسْمَاعَ الْخَلَائِقِ. Allah Azza wa Jal has given this angel the ability to hear the sounds and the recitation of all of creation. فَلَا يُصَلِّي عَلَيَّ أَحَدٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ إِلَّا أَبْلَغَنِي بِاسْمِهِ وَاسْمِ أَبِيهِ. The Prophet ﷺ said that no individual sends peace and blessings upon me, recites Durood Sharif, recites Salawat upon me until the Day of Judgment, except that this angel passes on the Salah, the recitation of that individual with his name and the name of his father, by saying, هَذَا فُلَانُ بْنُ فُلَانٍ. The Prophet ﷺ said that the duty of this angel is to say to me that so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, has recited peace and blessings upon you. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, after quoting this hadith in his book, Fadlu Salati ala Nabi, the virtue of salah upon the Prophet ﷺ, in Urdu, Ziyai Durudu Salam, Sayyidi Amir Ahl Sunnat, Hazrat Allama, Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, he states that this hadith shows us the power that Allah Azza wa Jal has given to this angel. That this angel has been given such great power that it is able to hear the sounds of all human beings who are reciting Durood Sharif at the same time, wherever they may be in the world, whichever country they might be located in across the globe. This is the power of hearing that has been granted to this particular angel by Allah Azza wa Jal. If this, is the power granted to this angel, who is just a servant at the court of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then what could be said about the hearing power that Allah azza wa jalla has granted to His beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Dooro nazdik ke sunne wale wo kaan, dooro nazdik ke sunne wale wo kaan, kaan laale karamat pe lakhon salam. And furthermore, it's also important to note, if we reflect on the fact that this angel knows the name of every single individual who is reciting Durood Sharif. Not only does the angel have the power to hear the voices across the world, even if people are reciting at the exact same time, but the angel has the knowledge of the unseen, ilmul ghayb, the knowledge of the name of the person who is reciting. And not just the name of the person who is reciting Durood Sharif, but also the name of his father. Again, if this is the knowledge of the servant at the blessed doorstep of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then what would be the rank and the status of the knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Aur koi ghaib kya tumse niha ho bhala, aur koi ghaib kya tumse niha ho bhala, jab na khuda hi chupa tum pe karoron durood. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, when it comes to the gatherings of zikr, the ijtima'at of zikr, the gatherings of those who come together in a group to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remember the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remember the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, there are so many virtues and so many narrations in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, which give us an enthusiasm and a passion to join these gatherings, so we too can take part and take our share of the blessings that these gatherings hold. In one beautiful narration, it's narrated in the Sunan of Imam Nasa'i, it states that the great Sahabi, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an, is stated about him. He reports that once the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kharaja ala halqa, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam exited from his blessed home, and he saw that there was a halqa, a group of people gathered together in a circle to perform the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a group of his companions. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked them a question. فَقَالَ مَا أَجْلَسَكُمْ, O my companions, what has made you sit here as a group? What is the reason for your sitting here as a group? What are you doing here? What is your purpose? قَالُوا, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'een, they replied and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, جَلَسْنَا نَدْعُ اللَّهَ وَنَحْمَدُهُ عَلَى مَا هَدَانَ لِدِينِهِ. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are sitting in order to call out to Allah azza wa jal, to make dua, to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to thank Allah azza wa jal, to give gratitude, to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the guidance that He has blessed us with in the form of this deen. وَمَنَّا عَلَيْنَا بِكَ, and to thank Allah azza wa jal for bestowing the great favor and great bounty of sending you to us, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. The Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they were gathered together to thank Allah azza wa jal in particular for two blessings: the blessing of Iman, the blessings of the deen, and the blessing number two of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being sent amongst them. And in actual fact, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, these are the two greatest blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon this ummah. In the Holy Quran, Allah azza wa jal does not remind human beings of the favors that He has bestowed upon them by saying, I have bestowed this favor upon you. The word for this is known as man in Arabic. When the word manna is used, it means that somebody is reminding a person of the favors that they have given them. It means that somebody is highlighting a particular blessing or a particular favor. And these two blessings or these two favors have been specifically mentioned, and believers have been reminded about them specifically in the Holy Quran: the blessing of the guidance of deen and the blessing of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being sent amongst the people. Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ, Rather, Allah Azza wa Jal reminds you of the favor that He has done upon you by guiding you to Iman, by guiding you to faith. And in another place in the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal says, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا. Allah Azza wa Jal says, indeed, Allah Almighty bestowed a great favor upon the believers when He sent amongst them a messenger. These are the two times in the Holy Quran, and the two blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically and emphatically reminds believers of. And the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, those who understood the guidance of the Quran in this gathering, where the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, O my companions, why are you sitting together? Why have you gathered together? They said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have gathered together to pray to Allah azza wa jal and to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give hamd, to give shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with these two greatest bounties, the blessing of the deen and the blessing of sending you to us, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The scholars, they mention that this is also a form of celebrating the arrival of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into this world. The Sahaba ikram were remembering the favor of the arrival, the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into this world. And this act of theirs, this is the asal and the basis for the practice of celebrating the Mawlid, the Milad of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the Milad, the Mawlid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a gathering to celebrate, to rejoice, to thank Allah Azza wa Jal upon the arrival and the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into this world. That moment, that time, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enlightened and illuminated the entire world with His blessed presence. The Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, in this narration, in the Sunan of Imam al-Nasa'i, they too gathered together to remember the arrival and the bounty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming into this world. It is as if the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan also celebrated the Milad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today, if somebody celebrates the Mawlid, the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this is not a new action. This is an action based upon the action of the Sahaba Ikram, the best of all generations, about whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ashabi kan nujum, my companions are like the stars. Whichever one of them you follow, you will be guided. Subhanallah. Moving on, when the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard their answer, he said, Allahi ma ajlasakum illa thalik. O my companions, swear by Allah, have you really only gathered for this purpose? To pray to Allah Azza wa Jal, to thank Allah Azza wa Jal for the blessing of the deen and for the blessing of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qalu, Allahi ma ajlasana illa thalik. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we swear by Allah, we take an oath, a qasam by Allah, that we have only gathered, we are only sitting together for this purpose. Subhanallah. Then the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, I did not ask you to take an oath, I did not ask you to take a qasam because of any doubt or any suspicion. وَإِنَّمَا أَتَانِي جِبْرِيلِ. It is only because Jibreel alayhi salam came to me. فَأَخْبَرَنِي أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يُبَاهِي بِكُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Allah Almighty is expressing how proud He is of those who gather together to perform His zikr, to pray to Him, to thank Allah Azza wa Jal for the blessings of deen and the blessings of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we too partake in the gatherings of dhikr, attend the gatherings in which dua is made collectively in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, then we too, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jal will also express how proud He is of us to His angels. Moving on, when talking about the concept of gathering together and performing dhikr, the question often arises as to whether or not it is permissible performing dhikr in a loud voice in a gathering collectively. Is something which is proven from the Holy Quran itself, as well as the ahadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and statements of the scholars of Islam, the imams of this ummah. In the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ آبَاءَكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا. Allah Azza wa Jal says, when you finish the rites of Hajj, when you finish the actions of Hajj, فَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ, then remember Allah. perform the dhikr of Allah. And Allah Almighty explains how to perform the dhikr of Allah at that point. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, كَذِكْرِكُمْ أَبَاءَكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا. Like you used to remember your forefathers, like you used to remember your forefathers, or even more intensely, even more abundantly than that. The reason for this is because in the time of Jahiliyyah, in the age of ignorance, the people still used to perform Hajj. They used to perform pilgrimage at the Kaaba in Makkah al-Mukarramah. But when they used to finish the acts of pilgrimage, then they used to loudly praise their forefathers. When the Hajj rites would be over, the actions of Hajj would be completed, they used to praise their forefathers in a loud voice. They would praise their ancestors loudly. Allah Almighty gave the guidance in the Holy Quran that when the actions of Hajj are finished, when the days of Hajj are complete, then remember Allah Azza wa Jal. Do not remember and mention and praise your forefathers and ancestors. Remember and do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How? Like you used to do the dhikr of your forefathers, in fact, even more intensely, even more greatly, even more abundantly. In the tafsir of this verse, Sadr al-Afadil, Mufti Sayyid Na'imuddin Radabadi, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that this verse is a proof for loud dhikr. Because the dhikr that is performed at the time of the completion of Hajj is loud dhikr. Even when the Hujjaj, the pilgrims, they go for Hajj, they recite the Talbiyah. Talbiyah is also a form of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is done out loud, in a group. So if loud dhikr or group dhikr was not permitted, then the Talbiyah would not be recited in this way. Those who have been blessed to take part in the journey of Hajj will have had the honor in taking part of this collective dhikr. Even those who haven't would have seen this happening, would have heard about this happening, would have seen images, would have seen clips where the talbiyah is being recited by the Hujjaj Kiram. When they recite, and this sound echoes through the sky and the air when they recite, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik, Innal hamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika lak. And this is repeated again and again in a loud voice. And similarly, in the Takbir Tashriq, which is recited in the days of Eid, which is necessary upon to be recited after the Fard Salah of Jamaat for a certain amount of days, for a certain amount of prayers. In that, also the Takbir of Tashriq is recited out loud in a group. These are types of dhikr which are done loudly. The people recite together, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallahu wallahu akbar, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. This is another form of dhikr which is performed out loud. Furthermore, when we look into the statements of the scholars, we find in Fatawa Shami, Imam Ibn Abidin al-Shami rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, فَقَالَ بَعْدُ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ أَنَّ الْجَهْرَ أَفْضَلُ لِأَنَّهُ أَكْثَرُ عَمَلًا وَلِتَعَدَّى فَائِدَتُهُ إِلَى السَّامِعِينَ وَيُوقِذَ قَلْبَ الْغَافِلِينَ. He says that some of the people of knowledge have said that أَنَّ الْجَهْرَ أَفْضَلُ. Indeed, loud dhikr is more virtuous than silent dhikr. لِأَنَّهُ أَكْثَرُ عَمَلًا. Because this is more abundant in terms of its action. وَلِتَعَدَّى فَائِدَتُهُ إِلَى السَّامِعِينَ. And because the benefit of this transfers to those who are listening. It's not just the person who's reciting the dhikr who benefits, but also those who hear the dhikr who benefits. So the benefit is not restricted to one person, but it is also transferred to other individuals too. And also, because loud dhikr in comparison to silent dhikr has the benefit that يُوقِذَ قَلْبَ الْغَافِلِينَ. This is the means of awakening the heart of those who are heedless. If a person performs dhikr silently, then those who are around him will not be awakened by that dhikr. Those around who are heedless will not be reminded of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is performed in a loud voice, when the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is performed loudly, then this also has the added benefit, the added blessing of awakening the hearts of those who are heedless, the hearts of those who are ghafil, so they too can be reminded of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes when the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is performed in a group out loud, there are people who object, there are people who point fingers and say that, you know, these people are crazy. What are they doing? Performing dhikr in such a way, you know, swaying in the dhikr. and performing zikr in such a way that, you know, have they lost their minds, have they gone mad? And those who hear these objections should not be disheartened. Because in a hadith, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ حَتَّى يَقُولُوا مَجْنُونَ. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed and encouraged us, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ, perform the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance, حَتَّى يَقُولُوا مَجْنُونَ, to the extent that the hypocrites, those who are not true believers, start to call you majnoon, start to call you crazy. When people start to call you crazy, then you know that you have been acting upon this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You should not be disheartened, rather you should be pleased that now you have become worthy of this blessing which was mentioned by the blessed tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Furthermore, in Tafsir Ruhul Bayan, it is mentioned by Imam Al-Haqqi rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, الذكر برفع الصوت جائز بل مستحب. He says performing dhikr in a loud voice is permissible, rather it is mustahab, it is recommended. إذا لم يكن عن رياء, as long as it is not due to showing off. If it is due to showing off is a disease of the heart. When somebody does an action which is seemingly a pious action, a righteous action, a good deed, but in his heart he has the intention of pleasing other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if this is found in any action, then an action becomes impermissible. Riya is a disease of the heart and is impermissible, is a sin. So as long as the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being performed in a loud voice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with a good intention, then this is permissible, and rather, not just permissible, but rather recommended as well. Why? The author of Tafsir Ruhul Bayan, he explains and he says, لِيَغْتَنِمَ النَّاسُ بِإِظْهَارِ الدِّينِ. So the people benefit from the expression of deen, from deen being expressed, from deen becoming apparent by the message of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the blessings of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becoming apparent. وَوُصُولِ الْبَرَكَةِ الذِّكْرِ إِلَى السَّامِعِينَ, and the blessings of the zikr, the barakat of the zikr, reaching those who are listening as well as the one who is reciting the zikr. Just as we discussed before, the benefits of the zikr, the blessings of the zikr, not just being limited to the individual who is performing the zikr, but also being passed on to those who are listening as well. Furthermore, he says, وَيُوَافِقَ الذِّكْرُ مَنْ سَمِعَ صَوْتَهُ, and also, so that zikr, that recitation of loud zikr, becomes in accordance, it becomes in accordance with the one who listens to that voice. So the ones who are listening to the voice, even objects around a person which listen to the voice, they are all performing the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. The person who recites dhikr out loud now becomes in agreement and in accordance with everything that is listening. وَيَشْهَدَ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كُلُّ رَطْبٍ وَيَابِسٍ سَمِعَ صَوْتَهُ, and so that everything around a person, so that every wet and every dry, i.e. every single object, every single thing that surrounds us, becoming a witness for the one who performed the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. On the Day of Judgment, when a person is held to account, all of these things which heard a person performing dhikr will come to his aid and witness for him and say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, we heard this servant of yours performing dhikr, remembering you on such and such occasion. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, now we've learnt about the blessings of the gatherings of dhikr and also the permissibility and the blessings of performing dhikr in a loud voice. We should try to participate in gatherings of dhikr as much as possible, so we too can gain the blessings of the gatherings of dhikr and performing of dhikr in a loud voice. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, by the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessings of Madani channel, we've had the honor in this silsila, A Heart at Peace, of discussing in detail the concept of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something which is so important in this day and age, when everybody is so busy running around with their daily activities, when people really are so busy in work, so busy with their children, with their family lives, that it seems as if a person doesn't have time for themselves, that a person becomes so busy that, you know, sometimes people even go into depression, people become so worried and so concerned about the lack of tranquility, the lack of sukoon, the lack of peace in their lives, that sometimes they are even affected by this mentally and physically. people become ill because of a lack of peace and tranquility in their lives. Alhamdulillah Azawajal, Madani Channel is catering for the needs of the Ummah today. Madani Channel is aiming to solve the problems of the Muslims all around the globe that they are suffering today, providing solutions, cures and remedies for our issues and problems so that we too can gain security, gain peace, gain tranquility in our lives. Continue watching this silsila, A Heart at Peace. InshaAllah Azawajal, in future episodes, we will continue discussing the concept of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we too can be included amongst the zakireen, amongst those special chosen individuals who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows His special closeness to. May Allah Azza wa Jal enlighten our hearts, our limbs, our tongues with His dhikr and His remembrance. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Al-Ameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam.
Where can a heart find peace? In the remembrance of Allah.